I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
The WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a game day. Of course, you can hear the game tonight on WIP and the free Odyssey app, where you can hear us, 94.1 on your radio, the free Odyssey app. And we are always streaming live on YouTube. Want to send a special hello to our YouTube folks who we really respect and would never insult in any certain way. Jack, let's get to it.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
By the way, the NFL is so scripted. A.J. Dillon didn't place that bunny there. Someone from the NFL did. You want to know why?
Hard Knocks?
No. Oh. Guess who's doing the halftime show at the Super Bowl?
Oh, Bad Bunny.
Bang. This is just the start. They're going to end up in the Super Bowl.
There's going to be bunnies everywhere.
Wow, yeah. Didn't even think of that.
Thank you.
It's not like Bad Bunny.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
They're going to be in the Super Bowl.
He doesn't perform in a bunny costume. He's not an actual bunny.
Is he a furry?
No.
All right.
I didn't even know who Bad Bunny was until.
You know, he's the biggest streaming artist in the world in 2025.
Yeah, I heard.
I don't know any of the songs either. I'm old, though. I'm cooked, so I don't know.
But hold on. You can't be I'm cooked guy, but also Mr. Music guy.
Pop music is not really where I'm at anymore.
Right.
I told you I'd never heard Old Town Road till last week.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Used to be a pop music guy, but it passed me by.
So the bunny is already one of the most notable gimmicks that our teams have tried to pull it off. So I listed the other five that came to mind when thinking about it. Starting at number five, who could forget 2018 when Chris Long rolled out the Nick Foles Shrine?
Oh, yes, I do remember that.
Which those in the LTBB
probably did not like.
Did not appreciate.
Not a huge fan.
Much as we love Chris Long, did not appreciate the... you know what? That was conflicted times, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, because you wanted the Eagles to win.
Well, and I'm a Nick Foles guy.
Yes, you do like Nicky Six.
Yeah, I'm a Nicky Six guy, but... Yep. Yeah, that was not the right time to be rolling that out.
Well, especially how Carson was clearly defensive about it, and then he got benched.
It actually turned out to be the right time to roll it out, but it wasn't the right time for us.
Yeah.
It was. I remember when I first saw it, and I was like, oh, this is a horrible idea. But?
Yep. Well, it also, you know, like the bunny, it tells you something. Like, at the time, that told us something about how they felt about
it. It tells you where they are. No, for sure.
And this one, dude... You know, if you go back and you listen to Saquon talking about it, he says, you know, I guess it's for good vibes and the vibes are good in here. He doesn't believe it.
No.
He doesn't believe that it's like a representation of the good vibes.
Yeah.
You know.
I didn't from the moment I saw it. I was like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
A.J. Dillon.
Yeah, positive vibes.
Yeah. Oh, poor A.J. Dillon. Yep. He's going to catch
this. Yeah, he's definitely attached to this.
And I don't think he should be. I think it was the responsibility of everybody else in there.
Yeah, nobody else wanted to do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's desperate.
Yep.
He's like, how else can I contribute?
Exactly. The fourth best gimmick that Philly sports teams have done is play knock-knock 2010 Flyers. Knock, oh,
I enjoyed that.
Knock, knock worked.
Yeah. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That introduced me to Mac Miller.
I know. Yeah.
I didn't know who Mac Miller was before that.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was great.
We enjoyed Knock, Knock.
Yeah, Knock, Knock worked.
Was that the whole HBO thing, too?
I know what you're talking about.
The Winter Classic thing.
No, that was a couple years later because Brzgalov was on it.
And that wasn't
Brzgalov wasn't the goalie in 2010.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, that was the... No, you're right. That was in 2010. He was not the goalie.
No. The third best gimmick that Philly sports teams have done. Now, this was just one person, but when Sirianni shaved his head, now that worked. That turned everything around. They played 50 Cent. They played, you know, many men. They shaved his head. Rallying cry for the team. Bang. They went on a run last year to win the Super Bowl.
Do you think they were connected? Do you think it was a rallying cry for the team, or do you think it was a cry for help from Nick, and he got lucky?
People were calling him Britney Spears there for a little bit.
Yeah.
People. You.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You mean you, Douglas, yes.
I'm excited for the Hugh pregame show tonight.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I guess that was a little gimmick there.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
Worked.
Yeah, it definitely worked.
Yeah. Shaved Sirianni. I mean, he might have shaved his head again. You can't shave.
Now, he didn't shave his head again after that. He
did
let
not.
It grow out.
Yeah.
No, he didn't. He got the initial bounce back, and then it went from there.
Why didn't he shave it this year?
I don't know. I've been trying to get Jack to shave his head for 2 years now.
No.
Yeah, it won't.
You can't go back to the well after what worked last year.
What do you think Nick thinks of the bunny?
He's looking for any help he can get right now.
That's a good point. That's a good point. The bunny works.
Nick's like, hold on, I ran out of answers too, man.
Yeah.
The second best gimmick that our Philly sports team has done is, come on, dancing on my own. That horrible.
Is that a gimmick?
Yeah, it's a gimmick.
Okay.
Yeah, it took over the city for a little bit there. Now, it's a horrible song.
It's not a horrible song.
It is a horrible song.
It is a horrible song.
It's not a horrible song. It
got everyone singing, you know.
It got me singing, though. I jumped on board with it.
I mean, they believed in it.
Songs that, Callum Scott, is that who the remake is?
Yes.
I don't, the original one is a great song.
Sure.
Like Callum Scott one, I don't know.
Yeah. That song taken over as the anthem to the city for a playoff run.
Yeah. Now,
very surprised.
Rios hated dancing on my own.
Of course.
Yeah.
The delegation wasn't happy.
No.
Really?
Not that one. That was. Okay. What are you going to do? They rolled with it and they were winning.
Yeah.
Well, and in fairness, as Chuck has reminded us, there's not a ton of delegation representation within that clubhouse. I mean,
not a ton.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's any.
Well, we had
Joe Ross
this year.
Taiwan Walker.
Yes.
We'll have Justin Crawford this year.
Taiwan Walker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not Dominican?
Oh, I don't know.
No.
I don't know. Is he?
So he pitched for Team Mexico in the World Baseball Classic.
Well.
But he's
where's he from? Alabama?
No, hold on.
You could do number one.
Hold on.
He pitched for Team Mexico.
He did pitch for Team Mexico.
I know what I'm saying.
He's actually from Louisiana. Shreveport. He grew up in California. Pitch for Team Mexico.
But is he black?
Yes, that's the point.
I'm sorry, I'm saying it out loud.
Oh. Well, I think so.
No, I don't.
So
he's not?
No, his dad is black.
Okay.
He's black. That's yes. Say yes. No more.
His mom is Mexican, half white, half Mexican. His dad is black, so he's black.
He's black.
Yeah. There you go.
That's all you got to do is tell me dad is black.
There you go.
But I was told.
Solved.
I didn't know this.
And those are two, right? We're out there last year.
That's like Mike McDaniel getting hired as a minority coach, and everybody's like, what?
Yeah.
That is a good point. It's a dynamite point. But the best gimmick our Philly sports teams have ever pulled off is the dog masks. We brought them up early.
Yeah. By far the best.
Dog masks are all over the city during that whole run.
Yeah. Ran out of them.
Yes, yes. The best one.
Yeah.
And we'll see if the bunny joins that list.
Ooh, the bunny masks.
You didn't go with the bamboo thing.
No, I had the bamboo on there, but I thought the Foles shrine overtook that. But Bamboo Brad, he did have people going out and buying little bamboo plants.
Masks was a good one.
Ski masks was a good one. Yeah.
Is there anything else we forgot? I'm trying to think.
Did you guys have anything from back in the day? Were you just business? Yeah.
They just
show up when football games.
Yeah.
No drama.
Yeah.
No nothing. Yep.
That's really what it was.
It was. Andy didn't do any gimmicks. You kidding me?
Nope.
Anything for the Sixers? I don't think so.
I was trying to think of anything from the Sixers.
Not that I remember.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd rather show you love, but that wasn't anything.
I was
going to
say, yeah, they did the show you love thing, but.
Yeah, that was not successful.
Trust the process.
Yeah, that wasn't theirs, though. That wasn't theirs.
What do you mean?
I mean, they didn't say that. We did.
The Sixers didn't?
No.
Well, they embraced it eventually, didn't they?
Eventually. I remember, this is a funny story, actually.
Right, it wasn't something they rallied around.
It was Tony Roten said it in an interview once.
Yeah.
And then we jumped all over it, like the Rights Ricky lunatic.
Sure.
And then years later, years after Sam was gone, I'll never forget, I got a phone call from Chris Heck, who was the president of the Sixers at the time.
Yeah.
To tell me that they were going to start using it.
Oh, wow.
And I just wanted
to finally embraced it.
Too late.
Yeah.
Too late. So as soon as they embraced it, we disavowed it
right.
on the podcast the next day.
That doesn't surprise me. Yeah.
Well, I don't want you on board. You fired the freaking guy. Bring Sam back.
Yeah.
And then your little marketing phrase. I can care less. You could use it in a tweet.
Well, the best endorsement was Joel.
Yes, well, Joel named himself the process. That was the true endorsement.
That might have been the coolest thing he's done since he's been here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Man, the good moments of Joel.
It's pretty over.
Yeah, it's over. You know, I proclaimed it, but the good moments, yeah. I can't wait for 10 years from now when we can remember the good moments again, because, man, he was pretty good. This hour, sponsored by Guida Door and Window. Take advantage of the Guida Door and Window big year and sale, 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. Oh, Aaron in San Diego, you're on WIP. Hi, Aaron.
Good afternoon, Philadelphia.
It's Kai.
Are you on your way up to the coast?
I'm actually sitting in front. You can probably hear the PA guy talking.
Okay.
But I've got my two kids in tote. One's got the Nick Foles jersey on, the Super Bowl jersey and the Eagles hat.
Love
it. And I've got the black sheep of the family. He's got a 1994 AFC champion San Diego Chargers Super Bowl 29 shirt on that he's a vintage guy.
Oh, he's a Charger fan. Oh.
Yeah. He's kind of torn, you know, because he's got an Eagles hat on as well. So he's a half and half guy. I think he's more proud of the shirt.
Is he a Stan Humphries fan? What is he, a Stan Humphries fan?
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
No, he is a Jalen Hurts fan.
Oh.
But guys, it is, I don't know about 60-40. This is going to be an 80-20 split tonight. I mean, this is unbelievable. It's all green.
Yeah. Well, this is the type of game where Eagles fans really flex.
Oh, yeah. Game like this.
You go to Los Angeles or Miami, it's like this is where Eagles fans really flex.
Where you don't have a diehard home fan base.
Yeah. And it's going to be easy to get in there and get tickets. Like you said, it's a warm weather city during the cold time of the year. Man, that's why I said it's going to be pretty. It'll be great if the Eagles win so we can actually hear how much of a, Well, actually, if they aren't playing, what
they're
going to
boo. Yeah, we're going to hear booing. Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep. They thought they were escaping us. They went all the way to the other side of the country. Their first three and out. We're going to be like, we're here too. Ha 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 ha.
And where those eggs come from.
Yeah.
Listen, they better win tonight because these three tickets were awfully expensive. But hey, listen. Hey, as far as that bunny goes, I was so hoping that like one of the captains, like Lane Johnson, would show up with one of his hunting Rambo knives and just cut that bunny to pieces and just in the middle of the locker room say, hey, fellas, wake the hell up. It's time to lock in. Let's make our run to Super Bowl 60, Levi Stadium. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
All right.
Mm-hmm.
That guy.
Dude, I know, but I love him.
He makes
hilarious.
No offense to him. I mean it. I met him. He's a very nice man. When he calls the radio station, us specifically, he makes my skin crawl. No offense to him directly.
Yeah.
But when he does the good afternoon, Philadelphia.
Doesn't make you smile?
I want to leave. I want to end the show. I almost hung up on him. There's something about him. We tried with him. Spanky in Southwest Philly.
Sounds so disappointed.
Yeah, I tried with him. I did try. Spanky in Southwest Philly, you're on WIP.
Spank!
Hey, Ike. Can I ask you a question, man? Where's the pride and the dignity with this team, man? Like, I just got off from work a few minutes ago, right? And, you know, I listened to y'all. I was going to get a chance to call in because your time slot is a little difficult for me, right? Mm-hmm. But when I can, I can. And I couldn't wait to get on because, where's the pride and the dignity in this team at this point? You can't have a bunny as your inspirational piece. That doesn't make no sense. That is going to make no damn sense. And I'm really right. Like, I'm kind of torn a little bit right now, right? Because I pulled out all my Eagles stuff. I told my wife I'm going out for a little while. Usually I was going to watch it in the crib, but I think I'm going to hit the bar. I'm going to go down to Xfinity because I haven't been down there in a while.
Oh, okay.
3 years old.
Stateside live now, not Xfinity anymore. Just want to let you know.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting.
No. You know, our partners. Yeah.
All right. Where's the pride and the dignity?
I don't know, man. Yeah.
It doesn't make no sense.
Yeah.
We already the laughing stock of the NFL. You do know that, right?
Because yes.
Everybody is saying that we are the defending champs and we look horrible. And it doesn't make, now this is just going to make us look worse. This is ridiculous. I can't understand, and I blame this really on the culture of the coach right now, because ain't no way that bunny, I just saw a picture of my wife showed it to me. She said, are you serious, babe? I said, she Googled it, and it's an Easter bunny. Yo, are you serious, dog? Like, this is ridiculous. If we lose, you know how much more of a laughing stock we're going to be? That doesn't make no sense. We the champs.
Yeah.
Listen, man up and go out there and start smacking these dudes in their goddamn mouth.
That's what I'm talking about, Spank. No regard.
Come on, this is how we built. Ain't no way we got no damn bunny sitting out. I'm pissed off, Ike, but guess what?
I feel you. They took no regard into how this represents the fan base and what we got to deal with if they lose this damn game, dealing with all other types of fan bases, talking about us relying on a damn Easter bunny. They didn't take that into account.
Ike, this don't make no sense. Like, we the defending champs. I'd be a different story. But come on, we was rocking the... I'm telling you, Mike. I'm mad right now, but I'm going to go and have me a drink.
Yep.
And put my Eagles stuff on. I got a nice diamond plated like Eagles helmet.
Ooh.
I'm gonna put that on on a chain.
Yeah.
Diamond plated.
Go out there. I'm gonna rock the jersey, and I'm gonna go out there and have some fun. That's what I'm gonna do.
That's what we got to do tonight, man. Represent our squad tonight. Won't be easy.
Thank you for the call, Spain.
Monday night game.
Yep. You know.
I think most people are at home watching, or are we gathered out tonight somewhere?
Well, I'm cooked. I've said that. I couldn't even imagine.
I know we're cooked, yes.
I couldn't even imagine. I think people go out, right? People go out, watch it at the local watering hole.
I don't know, man. It's a Monday night. Just has people over your house.
Wow, you're cooked now, too.
Well, I hate watching the Eagles in public. I watch with either myself or my one friend. And
okay.
That's it.
I agree.
Yeah. I don't like other people's takes.
I hear you. The bunny thing, if they lose, Do you know how many bunnies we're going to see on the internet?
Right.
Oh, here we go. PETA spike?
No, come on. PETA. They're not going to do anything to real bunnies. I'm just saying. And you know what? Don't do anything to a real bunny.
Yeah, please. Don't.
A real bunny,
yeah, please don't.
You know, has nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
This is, has the real. Please, leave, real bunnies don't even know what football is.
No.
Leave them alone.
No.
I'm just trying to protect the bunnies.
Cadbury
so I can
eggs,
tell.
Man. Get some Cadbury.
Yeah.
Cream eggs.
Yeah.
Easter canceled.
Yeah. Easter is definitely canceled. I will say this.
Yeah.
One good spot, one bright spot for us.
Mm-hmm.
We normally play well in this stadium.
They haven't lost in L.A. since football's been back there, right?
Yeah. They play well in this stadium for some reason.
Okay. All right.
So.
Well, Elliott did say earlier he'd rather play a playoff game there than here.
He did.
That was quite. We didn't.
I know it's dumb reasons, but he's somewhat right.
He was fishing for a fight.
Yeah.
And well,
and
I wasn't going to give it to him.
We didn't bite on it.
No.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, we know it'd be more comfortable. Yeah, but it's also more comfortable for the Rams.
Right. Who are an offensive.
Yes. Yeah, juggernaut.
Yeah.
Yeah, I take my chances on them playing out here in the cold.
Willis and Woodbury, you're on WIP. What's up, Willis?
What you talking about, Willis? How many
What's
you
up,
get that?
Guys? Great today.
Thank you, Willis.
What's up? Thank you, Willis.
So, you know, if we're going to have Ike juice, we also need spike juice, which is Ike juice that's been spiked.
Hmm.
Think of that idea.
That'd be a lot of alcohol.
Yeah, it's double.
Yeah. Huh.
And we need Bad Bunny and Good Bunny for the stage for the Super Bowl. It's all being set up.
Good Bunny with Bad Bunny? Yeah.
Yeah. So hear me out.
Yeah.
And I've been saying this for months, and my friends shake their head at me. It all starts with the offensive line. What happened to Stoutland University in August? Did they not have classes? I've been so, like, the offensive line is underperformed, and this is what happens. They don't open the holes. Saquon can't run. Jalen can't run. They can't have pass protection. They can't throw good passes. I think it all starts with the offensive line. And on top of that, you don't have three and outs, and your defense isn't gassed. What do you think?
Well, the three and outs is the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they got to have sustained drives. Even they were able to do that last year. I mean, we used to talk last year about explosive plays, and most of them came when Saquon ran the ball. But what they would have is those 10-play drives where they just methodically move the ball down the field. We don't even get those this year.
No.
Like, we're not even getting the methodical drives.
I miss Becton and Johnson just snowplowing the defensive linemen. Yeah, but Saquon taking off.
But I think you touched on when you talked about Stoutland. Like, Lane has been in and out of the lineup with injuries.
Yep.
Cam, I'm just not making excuses, just reality.
Yep.
Cam Jurgens had offseason back surgery. He's been in and out with injuries. Landon Dickerson has been in and out with injuries. And Jordan, while he hasn't been injured, did tell us, and he didn't use this as an excuse. We just asked him the question, do you feel last season, like, in your body? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, when we were talking about Saquon being fine this year, one of the things we said was, well, there were a lot of runs where he didn't take hits. Well, there was no run where the offensive line didn't take hits. So that was, you know, every single
no
one.
No play where they didn't
no
take
play.
Hits. Yeah.
So every single one of his 450, 460 rushes or whatever, they were run blocking. And I think they are, I don't think this is a Stoutland thing. I don't think that we can make any big judgments about Jordan or Landon or Cam as players moving forward. But I just think that beat the hell out of them last year. And they just haven't been healthy and they haven't been as good.
I just think it's like guys like Steen and Toth that aren't doing it. That's all.
Yeah, but Toth is a backup. That just speaks to your point. He's in there because other players are out. Last thing.
Mm-hmm.
If Tyler Steen's not as good as Mekhi Becton, but everybody else was fine, we wouldn't be talking about Tyler
Steen.
Exactly. He's a guard. Not that he's not a good player.
Yeah, he's not a game changer or what have you, but to your point, if the other guys are doing their job, you're not even thinking about Tyler Steen.
No.
That's a position he's supposed to slide right into, and there's enough talent around him that he shouldn't hamper your offense. But because of the Lane Johnsons have been out, Cam Jurgens have been out. You know, Tyler Steen.
I got an Eagles chance.
Okay, real quick, let me finish. I'll let you finish yours. Tyler Steen's play being just serviceable sometimes sticks out as not good enough because he doesn't have the superior play around it. All right, go ahead, Willis.
Great point. So my prediction is Eagles 31, Chargers 20.
All right.
Willis, how?
And here's how?
How are we scoring 30? You just told me that the offensive line stunk all year. How are we scoring 31 points?
Jalen's going to let loose tonight. He's got a
round.
Yeah, listen.
I'm with you.
I think it changes the tide tonight.
Okay. All right.
All right. You ready for my chant?
Oh, so ready.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
First time I heard it.
Yeah. The reason I like Philadelphia, one of the reasons I like Philadelphia so much is from, I'm sorry, what was his name, James? What was
Willis.
Willis. Yeah.
James. Well,
I don't know why Willis. I had James. Yeah. James Willis. Maybe that's why. Yeah.
Not bad.
So he gave us a list of 47 reasons why the Eagles sucked. And then he goes, Eagles 31, Chargers 20.
It's game night, baby.
About as Philadelphia as it gets.
Game night. You were wrong.
Yeah. So
yep.
What was he wrong about?
The knock knock song.
Well, then it's dumb. It's off the list. Knock. Who cares about the 2012? Team.
Oh, it wasn't
right.
The year
it
they made the run.
It was leading up to the Winter Classic.
Yeah. Oh.
Then it's dumb. Then it's off the list. Who cares?
So
I thought it was a magical part of the 2010 Cup run.
No. Oh, and it wasn't. It,
no,
was, part,
it was
not part of any magic.
To the, yeah,
okay.
Leading
no
up to the Winter Classic that they played at CBP.
Although
which I would have thought you would have been pumped up about.
Well, I was. It was
no,
cool.
You weren't.
No, you weren't.
I watched it.
On TV?
On TV.
So what are you replacing it with?
I don't know. I'm in a corner. What about Raise the Cats?
Raise the Cat was the Sixers thing.
That was
remember that?
Yes.
All I remember about Cats is that Ben Simmons had two of the scariest looking lions in his house.
He did.
Those things look like actual bobcats or cheetahs or something.
I think it was Jeff McDevitt, the
either
guy who
him
did,
or Gipper.
Yeah, it was one of those two guys
that
started the Raise the Cat after the Sixers winning.
This is when they
remember
never
that?
Won.
It was stupid.
Yeah, everyone credited us with it. We wanted to be like, we don't like Raise the Cat, and we're not acknowledging it because we didn't do it. The only thing that matters is stuff we do.
They eventually got, did they eventually get Ben to do it?
Ben did it.
Ben did it?
Ben did it.
One of us.
Yeah.
One of us.
I told you he had those damn lions.
Dude, bring him back, man. He's begging to come back.
He's a dog guy, too, Ben Simmons. He is that.
Well, he got your dad on his side because he commented on when your dad's dog passed away.
He did. I saw that tweet. I was like, I can't believe it.
Well, there's no way Spike could handle Ben coming back here.
It'd be great for content.
Great for content.
Great for content.
I can't deal with it, though. I'm out on him.
Well, yeah, but...
No, it's good for content, nothing else.
But it's a fun little story.
Yeah, until he can't play, AI coming back.
You already won the Ben thing.
I know.
It's over.
I know.
So I feel like I won the Ben thing.
No one... Easy. We get it, Brandon Ingram. But you already won.
How much flack I had to take for that take, though, man?
Well, no, Brandon Ingram stinks, too.
Oh, but he's better than Ben Simmons.
100%. You win that one. All right. Coming up next, we'll give you our pick for the game.
Just give me that one.
Little around, you get that one. And your final chance to get in on this game day gut check WIP afternoon
show. We need all the Eagles chance.
Yeah, all the Eagles chance.
Give me them.
Fill the board with Eagles chance. 215-592-9494. We want all the chance.
They better be a DB.
Yeah.
Get it.
All right. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Look, we are not very professional around here, but thanks to Bradford White, if you replace your water heater with a Bradford White water heater, you get professional grade, superior performance. That's what Bradford White's all about. And I know you're not just going to willy-nilly replace your water heater. I'm not asking you to. But when you do, you're going to want to replace it with one that's going to give you reliable water heater every single day, every time you go to it. That's what Bradford White's all about. Professional grade, whether it's in your home or your business, whether it's the tankless water heater or the regular tank water heater, the performance you expect, the performance you deserve. It is built to be the best. That is Bradford White. So when your water heater stops giving you the hot water you need, I want you to remember two words. I want you to remember Bradford White. Ask your plumbing pro about Bradford White or go to bradfordwhite.com to learn more and find a pro near you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.